Sullivan County's social host law, Jared's Law, makes it illegal for anyone 18 or older to provide alcohol or cannabis to minors. Named for a local teen killed in a drunk driving accident, Jared's Law ensures that adults are held accountable, with penalties including fines and even jail time. Parents and guardians are still the number one deterrent to underage substance use, and Jared's Law helps keep our kids safe. Paid for by Catholic Charities.
WJFF Jeffersonville. From river to river, mountain to mountain, we are Radio Catskill.
Welcome to Connect the Dots on WJFF Jeffersonville. I'm David, your host, and this is the freeform show where each song leads to the next via some musical connection. We'll be making our way through Britain from 1967 to 2024 tonight, beginning with some of their most eccentric psychedelic songwriters, moving into some post-punk that also paved the way for the later Riot Girl movement, and eventually we'll land in the world of synth-pop and new wave. So to start, here's the early Syd Barrett era of Pink Floyd with the song Lucifer Sam, which was written in honor of Barrett's Siamese cat.
It's no good trying to place your hand where I can't see, because I understand that you're different from me. Yes, I can tell that you can't be what you pretend. You're rocking backwards and you're rocking towards the red and yellow mane of a stallion horse.
Just a rumor that was spread around
telegram or a picture postcard. Within weeks they'll be reopening the shipyard and notifying the next of kin. Once again, it's all we're skilled in. We will be shipbuilding with all the will.
say that they want to be free. They look at him and they look at me, but it's only themselves they're wanting to see. And everybody knows about it. We talk all night and we're all turned on. Everybody heard him singing his song, telling us there was work to be done. And we all sung the chorus of I Am the Walrus. Yes, Disneyland has come to town. Everyone's dressed and standing around. Alice is wearing her sexiest gown, but she doesn't want you to look at her. Beautiful people are queuing to drown. They wait for the lifeguard to put on his crown, but he's up at the other end of town, trying to talk to the mirror. He knows what he means. He sits on the floor and has beautiful dreams. Then he gets brought down by a woman who screams. But he knows it's only a record. Oh yes it is. His brave new girl stops feeding the ants and looks at him with her septic pants. She still knows how to make him dance. Forget about emancipation, it's all imagination. And you and I, we sit and hug. We know something's got to come to get us off our endless bum. There's probably one in the bathroom or in the hall.
perhaps it's a bridge or just another part of the song that I'm singing. And this is the second verse.
Thank you.
The Raincoats with the track No Side to Fall In. So starting off the show was a pair of songs written by the somewhat surrealist English songwriter Syd Barrett. First was Lucifer Sam from Pink Floyd's 1967 debut album The Piper at the Gates of Dawn. And second was No Good Trying off of Barrett's 1970 solo debut album called The Madcap Laughs. The drummer on that song is Robert Wyatt, another eccentric English musician who was best known at the time as the drummer and singer for The Soft Machine. And he's the connection that carried us through most of this first set. After the Syd Barrett track was Wyatt's cover of the song Shipbuilding, which was released as a single in 1982. Clive Langer and Elvis Costello co-wrote that track, and they also both appear as session musicians on Wyatt's version. And after Shipbuilding was Wyatt's band The Soft Machine with the instrumental track Kings and Queens off of their 1971 album called Fourth. And then you heard Wyatt playing drums on the track Song for Insane Times by Kevin Ayers, who was one of Wyatt's bandmates in The Soft Machine. But that track comes from Kevin's 1969 solo album Joy of a Toy. And then it was Signed Curtain by Matching Mole, which is the band that Wyatt started after leaving The Soft Machine. And that very lyrically literal track was written and sung by Wyatt on the band's 1972 self-titled album. And then after that was Robert Wyatt on drums again for one more track. This time it was with the British post-punk band The Raincoats and the track And Then It's Okay, which is from their 1981 album Out of Shape. And then I finished the set with No Side to Fall In by The Raincoats from their 1979 self-titled album. The drummer from that first album goes by the name Palm Olive, and we'll hear a song that she co-wrote featuring another one-named drummer right after this short break.
Hi, this is Angela Page from Folk Plus. Tune in Sundays at 2 and hear contemporary singer-songwriters and their creative works all woven around a theme. That's Folk Plus, Sundays at 2 on Radio Catskill.
This week on Science Friday, listening to the sounds glaciers make from frying pan sizzles to ominous rumbles, and how a fringe idea in cancer research led to life-saving treatments.
Somebody wrote to me, what's Dr. Jane smoking? For example, I still would like to know what Dr. Jane is smoking.
That's on Science Friday from WNYC Studios.
Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. on Radio Catskill.
Sign up for Radio Catskill's free weekly newsletter. Get the latest local news, culture, and things to do in your inbox every Friday. Stay connected and informed with Radio Catskill's newsletter. Subscribe at WJFFradio.org.
Welcome back to Connect the Dots. Just before the break, I was mentioning the drummer who goes by the name Palm Olive. She was a member of The Raincoats, but before that, she was a founding member of the hugely influential English band The Slits. She left The Slits before they cut their first record, but she did co-write the songs. So here they are with their track Instant Hit.
He is a boy. He's very thin. Until tomorrow. Took heroin, don't like himself. Very much because he is set to self-destruct.
He is. He is.
Self-destruct.
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 He is.
right. That was The Cure with A Forest. And starting off the second set tonight was the post-punk band The Slits with the track Instant Hit off of their 1979 debut album called Cut. The drummer on that album goes by the name Budgie. And after leaving The Slits, he joined up with Susie and the Banshees. So then you heard him on two Susie tracks after that. First was Into the Light from 1981's Juju, and second was Pointing Bone from 1984's Hyena. So for Hyena, the English songwriter Robert Smith, who was best known as the lead singer of The Cure, became a member of Susie and the Banshees. He was on that record and was also a touring member. And so we'll follow him until the end of the episode tonight. So next was a one-off collaborative project called The Glove that Robert Smith formed with Stephen Severin of Susie and the Banshees. And this was a year before Robert ended up joining Susie's band. You heard the instrumental track by them called A Blues in Drag, which is off The Glove's only record, 1983's Blue Sunshine. And then it was The Cure with A Forest off of their 1980 album 17 Seconds. And so to close out tonight, I have one more by The Cure. This comes from their record Songs of a Lost World, which came out in November of 2024 after a 16-year break from their last record. This track is called Alone. All right, thanks for listening. If you want to reach out, I'm at connectthedots@gmail.com. And thank you, as always, for supporting WJFF Jeffersonville.
Dickens on the Delaware is December 13th when historic Calicoon transforms into a Victorian winter wonderland. Shopkeepers and townsfolk in Victorian costume bring the holiday spirit to life with two holiday makers markets, horse and buggy rides, street performances, and a festive Victorian ball. Dickens on the Delaware, Saturday, December 13th, starting at 11 a.m., featuring town-wide holiday specials all day long. Full schedule at visitcalicoon.com. Brought to you by the Calicoon Business Association.
This is Callison Stratton, host of Liberation Station, a show that highlights the work of female and femme presenting performers. Liberation Station airs Saturday nights at 7 o'clock, only on Radio Catskill.
From our studios here at Radio Catskill to our listening audience, may this holiday season bring you much joy, good health, and family togetherness. This is Tom Candela wishing you a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. And from all of us here at Radio Catskill, we wish you a safe and festive holiday season. Happy New Year.